looked at images. There were images and videos available from the time of the strikes. The first 9 strikes started at around 11:20 and across 1.5 minutes. The first strike landed only 130 meters away from the school. The fourth strike landed 10 seconds after on the school. Mohammed Taha, the 9-year-old you were mentioning in the beginning, was playing in the schoolyard when the first strike begins, and he rushes to the safety of his classroom, and that's when the school is hit. Videos of the aftermath of these strikes show that families are on site, air workers are on site, they're rescuing the children under the rubble. These images are from 12:30, 1:15 p.m., that kind, like around noon. A number of children were rescued at this time. Paris Day's diary, the 11-year-old child was amongst them. From as early as 1:45 or around that time, multiple Iranian news channels are reporting on the attacks. They're saying there was an attack on a girl's school. They're saying there was death toll of 5 children. There is more coming, so on and so forth.
We have 30
seconds. As families and rescuers are on site, a second wave of strikes are hit. And it's in these ones that we do see the profile of a tomahawk. And this is owned, the only party within the war that has this missile is the U.S. Following the initial media reportings, the U.S. forces would have had ample opportunity to reassess their initial misidentification before conducting the next round of strikes.
Samine Moafe, I want to say thank you very much for being with us. Assistant Director of Research at Forensic Architecture. We'll link to your new report, Airstrikes on Minab Primary School. That does it for our show. I'll be in Martha's Vineyard for the screening of Steal the Story, Please, July 31st. I'm Amy Goodman.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory. The original lands are the Anishinaabeg, the Hiawak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Ashley. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. I have something really, really cool to start the show off with. I cannot wait to share it with you guys. Today is Tuesday. In any case, I went to see Danger Box at the Side Stage. They're an excellent band from Vancouver that we heard last week. And Second Floor Patients played alongside them. And they released really cool merch that looks like a PlayStation video game box. Because if you didn't hear, Sony is going to stop producing CDs, which I think is stupid. But that's not what this show is about. If you want more info about that, you should send me a DM, though, on buylocal_UMFM on Instagram. But on this disc, there is an unreleased demo of their song, currently titled G-Silly, and it's all about how we want to keep owning our stuff. Physical media is really important. So we're going to start off the episode with that.
Okay. This is G-Silly. If this take goes good, we just won't record it again. It'll go on. It's gonna sound great. So I'm gonna talk and be like, I know you can do whatever you want. Fuck you. Today is July 15th, Wednesday, 7:39 p.m. If you're listening to this, thanks for picking up the little CD. Here's a gift for you. It's a little demo of a new song and a couple legally questionable covers. Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Ah. Okay, this is, we don't have a name for this, but fuck Sony.
What?
No, not fuck Sony yet. Fuck Sony with 2028.
Fuck Sony, yeah.
Then fuck Sony.
For now, Sony has a chance to redeem themselves, but for now, fuck Sony.
If don't put Cardell Bean in GTA 6 pop radio, yeah. I'm gonna be pissed.
If there's no fucking map in there, it's over.
It's nothing.
You don't own anything anymore, okay.
I fucked up the solo.
I fucked it all up.
Oh, no, really?
No.
Battle of Community Dead.
That was Second Floor Patients' unreleased demo called G-Silly for now. Also, I've heard them might be calling it Key Card, but you never know. I decided to just play the whole track because why not listen to the silly talking of a band while they're practicing? You know, you never get to hear that all that often, and I think that is fun. So in any case, we're going to get into today's regular episode, back to scheduled programming. I have a stack of CDs here with me, and this first band is perfect for fans of Soundgarden. This is Absent Sound, and this CD is from August of 2019. The band members are Kelly Castle, Scott Ellenberger, David Fort, Robert Minard, and there are guest vocals by Jace Lasek. It looks like this band was under Transistor 66 Records, and we are going to hear their song Run for Free, but before that, we are playing Black Hole Sun.
No one knows, has the face, lies the snake, in the sun, in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black, the sky looks dead,
That was Absent Sound with Run for Free. You're listening to CJUM 101.5. This is Buy Local. We are having a little bit of a jumbled episode today because we're not following the regular format. But you know what? We're going to keep going because I am having lots of fun hearing this music today. Up next, for fans of the punk princess herself and my personal fashion icon, Avril Lavigne, we have Mad Young Darlings with their album, Creaturette, which came out in 2010, and they are a female-fronted band. The members are Natasha Resk-Naroki as the vocalist, Brad Donahue on guitar, Christopher Pellock on bass, Troy Taylor on other guitar, and Eric Strom on the drums. We are going to hear their first track off this album called Numbskulls, but before that, it's Forgotten by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. every 3 years, an ancient ritual takes place here.
That was Mad Young Darlings with Numbskull off of their 2010 album Creaturette. And before that, it was Forgotten by Avril Lavigne off of her album Under My Skin from 2004. Up next, we are getting into some hardcore, specifically for those who are fans of Drain. Their most popular song, Feel the Pressure, is what we're hearing today because it is my favorite. It is popular for good reason, and to go alongside that, we have Hmong, which is a band that released a CD in 2006 called We Who Sleep, with a very fun cover with a cute little smiley face on it. The band is a three-piece, with the members being Johnny Hmong, Hog, and Peeler. Those are excellent names. And this is going to be the sixth track off of their album, which is called Edge of Reason. But first, it's Feel the Pressure.
Thank you. Now that I'm gone.
That was Mung with Edge of Reason. And before that, it was Drain with Feel the Pressure. You know, the more I listen to my analysis of this, Mung definitely has that older hardcore sound, and Drain sounds a lot more modern. But you know what? I still think the comparison works quite nicely. Coming up, we have a band with some very different mixes of sounds all within the same album. We have the Eardrums with their... I can't tell if it's an album or it's an EP, but this is Eardrops, and we're going to be playing their song Go Then Go. This album came out in February of 2009, and this track I'm going to play you sounds like very classic 70s British punk, as well as some influence that reminds me a lot of The Doors. I think the best band to play alongside this would be perhaps the most famous British punk band of all, the Sex Pistols. We are going to play their song No Feelings, and then we are going to hear the Go Then Go by the Eardrums. You are listening to CJUM 101.5. This is Bi Local.
Better understand, I mean. the stalling, cause the ball is in your hands, now don't you drop it. If only this was simple as a pimple, with the poker till we pop it. I'm tired of discussing all this fussing, let's find us another topic. And if you wanna go, let go. And if you wanna stand and stay. But you never know, no, unless you throw it all away. You throw it all away, yeah, yeah.
That was the Eardrums with their song Go Then Go off of Eardrops. You are listening to Buy Local. I am having a blast today. Up next, we have a bit of hip-hop rock, kind of a mix of Rage Against the Machine and the Beastie Boys, but just a little less rage, but only in sound. These lyrics, I definitely think, sound like something Zach De La Rocha would have written. So we are going to hear Bulls on Parade, and then after that, we are going to hear Kill 'Em All by Rebel Yell off of their album Social Studies, which came out in April of 2011.
Full of shells. They rally round the family with a pocket full of shells. They rally round. Has already begun, and for many, you don't have to look very far. BP is getting slammed not only for the accident, what caused it still unknown, but also for how it responded. A lawyer who has already filed a class action lawsuit against BP for negligence says the company led first responders to think this public was.
You make the virus, I'll make the vaccine. Now let's turn it right so that I can make a scene that I just invented as the pandemic spreads. And I'll take all the credit when I sell it to the feds.
Plant to me, we should make use of it. Paddle upstream to the beaches of Nunavut. Who reports?
That was Rebel Yell with Kill 'Em All off their album Social Studies from 2011. And wow, those lyrics are very honest to even today. Well, that is going to be all for me today. I had a lovely time playing music with you guys. I hope everyone has a lovely rest of their week. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Buy Local. We will be doing this again next week, of course. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is
Winnipeg. Can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Tanaruan are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanaruan perform at the Park Theatre for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanaruan live at Park Theatre on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Now everything that- All right now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing. DJing.
Are tuned in to CJUM FM. Here we are, 101.5.